Everybody, Natalie coming tonight. Spirit and coffee. Got my coffee here. Ah, so lovely. How is everybody doing? Wait till a few people get on. Good morning, Antonio. So life, how are things going for you guys in quarantine? How are people feeling? How is your mental, physical, emotional well-being? I know that things are, there's a lot of uncertainty going on. A lot of people are, experiencing this sort of still and calm. And as we continue to slow down, and not move, what's gonna or what tends to happen is a lot of emotional, and mental, things start to arise in our minds. So we're dealing a lot with our own mental connection and what's going on mentally for us as we move through this era or this pandemic or whatever you guys want to call it, that there's a lot of moving parts. Now, I know that there's a lot of fear driven stuff happening for people, not just about a virus, but about the economic impact that we're going to be seeing here, as this continues to progress. I know, I mean, just the other day I went driving, right? And just to see what was going on, and basically looks like a ghost town where I live. Not sure, Antonio, where do you live? I've been sort of also, if you wanted to share, Antonio, where you live and what does it look like? But it was a ghost town. Good morning. Salud. It was a complete ghost town wherever I went. It was crazy, just thinking about the businesses and the economic impact that's going to happen as a result of this. Good morning, Doreen. And I think people are perhaps becoming fearful of their financial well-being and health, which is critical, right? It's important that people are able to pay their bills. I know that companies are looking at ways to continue to pay their employees. Some companies, they're putting out stimulus packages. What does that mean for us? What does it mean for you? How are you guys feeling when it comes to the economic impact? How many of you are essential workers? And how many of you are still receiving and generating income or not? I don't know if you guys want to just chime in. I can tell you that for me, I can do my work from online, which is good. I have more than one job, which is why I have so many jobs, because in case of something like this happens, that we can continue the work and to generate income. I think that's a big part for people is starting to remember that we got to get creative about how we generate money. Good morning, Bejoy. So tell me, you guys, what is coming up for you when it comes to the financial piece? Are you guys sort of having some fear, some doubt? Now, I would say rest assured that if you have complete faith, if you have love in your heart and you have faith in God to actually come through, that that will happen, that you don't have to feel that you're not going to be taken care of. Those are my beliefs, not saying that they're yours, but would love to hear what you guys are doing to keep yourself mentally grounded and stabilized. I think that that's going to be important as we progress. And I'll wait for you guys to chime in. Also, sort of want to talk about, I told you guys that I wanted to do maybe a world Zoom call with different people from different parts of the country. I've been in contact with my friends from India to kind of talk, and they're from Bangalore, India, which is southern India, and it's the tech hub of, they call it the Silicon Valley of India. And they're completely shut down as well, and never in the history have they said have they seen such a thing. Now, if you've never been to India or don't understand how India works, my friend was like, it's people generate money on a daily basis. And now they're not able to generate money on a daily basis. And so the individuals there in India, you know, that it's hard for them because there's a lot of poverty there as well. And the people in India who, thank you from Greece, I'll get to you in just a second. I'd love to hear more about what's going on there. That the people, the individuals there typically come from the rural communities into the city to make money and then send it to their family. Now they're trying to get back and they've closed them out. So basically they don't let them go back home. So now they're just sort of stuck on the streets, which is crazy. To me, India shutting down is crazy. I couldn't even imagine it because if you ever have gone, I mean, there's constant chaos. There's constant people going everywhere, barter and trade and people willing and dealing, and there's so much traffic and so many people in this space. It's just crazy. It just is mind boggling to me that they could shut down all of India. Pretty crazy to me. In Athens, Greece, there are about 900 incidents, 42 deaths till today. Here's almost everybody stays at home. Tell me, so you're from Athens, Antonio? That's really cool. Thank you for chiming in and thank you for giving us a report out. I really love that. I've also talked to my friends in China, in some, I can't remember the name of the place. He left Shanghai, but he's in some dime or something like that. He can't move anywhere. He's not allowed to move. Good morning, Nicole. He said that the borders are shut off to different provinces and stuff like that. So just so you know, China may be up and running, but they're not able to move either. So I know that everybody's like, well, China's up and running again and their economy's back up. And he said he's not able to move. So that's why I like to get firsthand news from people that actually are living in the country rather than listening to what the news tells us. I'm not saying that China may not be up in manufacturing things. What I am saying is that there are other variables and factors that we don't know unless we communicate with the people in those areas and regions. I plan to connect to my friends in Australia and find out what's happening in France. The more, if you guys have any information on different parts of the country, please let me know. I love to understand world news and what's going on around the world because it impacts us all individually. And it allows us to get a bigger picture of what is happening at the larger scale rather than just in our own homes, because there's a lot going on. And everybody as a unit is going through this together. The entire world is going through this at this point. I did talk to my friends in India and I asked them spiritually and religiously what this meant to them. My friends are Hindus, the two friends. I have friends that are Muslim. I have friends that are Hindus. I have friends that are Catholic. And every religion has their own idea about what is going on, right? The Christian faith says this is, you know, revelations. The Indian Hindu talks about what is happening right now in the cosmos. So if you looked at the cosmos, they said that right now there's a realigning of the cosmos. And at the cosmic level, that we will continue to go through this until it changes. So when we're looking at, so they said about, they said either 3 to 6 months or 4 to 8 months that we will be in this time and then it'll pass. And it's an opportunity for us to remember our connection to the great earth, to Mother Earth, to the grand design, for us to remember how we connect into earth. Okay. That's the biggest thing. Like most, I don't know what most people are doing with their time. We can talk about what's going on in our personal communities. You know me, I talk about what's happening on a larger scale and with the spiritual realm. Spiritually means how do we connect into the cosmos? How do we connect into what's happening? We're all interconnected. We are all part of this whole thing. And that is part of my teachings. That is part of what I have told you people about is how we are interconnected. And I think more than ever, we're starting to understand just how interconnected we are. If you can imagine an invisible web connecting all that is, and the best way that I could describe it is a spider web. A spider web will build the web, and then on one, good morning, Lisa, on one spectrum of the web, you have things happening, but the other side of the web doesn't necessarily feel it, but it's still impacted because it's part of the same web. There's a couple of ways that you can see this paradigm or understand it. One, we are in a matrix, okay? Now, there's a book that I've read called The Holographic Universe that says that this is all a hologram, and that, you know, we're looking at it, and everything that's interconnected, you know, can get impacted or, you know, affected. There's a meme out there that I want to kind of quote. It's like, we installed 2020 and it came with a virus. Can we reinstall? Can we uninstall it and reinstall it? Think about that as a computer system. If a virus is inserted into a computer system, it can impact everything within the web. Okay. Think of yourself as being part of the web. Okay. So here's the deal. We have the opportunity now to wake up. And that's what my friends in India were telling me. It's time for us to remember who we are, what we are, our connection to Mother Earth, to allow the mother to rest. Right now, she's at rest. She's at peace, okay, which is amazing. I mean, this is, it's beautiful in that sense, right? We also have the other side of it where people are worried about their economic well-being. What is happening around their states, their cities, within their governments to support them through this process because they're looking to it. My thing is, don't depend on the government to come through for you. People will show up, but you guys have an opportunity to recognize how you are the grand design. You have the power within you to transcend. You have the power within you to overcome this. You have the power within you to get creative and make this work for you. We are a resilient species. We can overcome these things. Okay, Antonio says, a friend who lives in Sao Paulo told me that there are people of ages 20 to 40 who die but cannot confirm this information. There is poverty there. Their president still claims it's just a flu and people must work and live because they have no choice. Okay, so now we have places that are actually not shut down. And you said that there are people, but you can't confirm that people have died. And he's saying it's just a flu. Just a flu, and not something that's critical. I would love to know, Antonio, if that is the case, and that if people are fine after all this passes, to know if it's just flu-like symptoms. I don't want to get into, you know, what I believe in terms of this whole thing. I will say this one thing. While we are focused on this pandemic, it is what it is. And here's the deal. Here's the kicker. You can't change what is. It already is. If it wasn't, it wouldn't be. But it is because it is. It's like the I am that I am. So because it is, and because it's here, we cannot change the facts. Okay? Those are facts. The facts is we're shut down. The facts are where some people are not working. The facts are that there may be more bankruptcies and more businesses closed and doors shut after this. The fact is we don't know what it's going to look like when this is all comes to pass and the next phase of this takes play. We don't know. There's so many uncertainties, right? That's why I'm calling it getting through uncertainties of how this is going to look after all of the storm passes. Okay. This is the calm before the storm, I should say. After the calm and the peace and the tranquility pass, what is to come? We don't know. Okay. However, I will tell you this, be educated. Be educated. Do your research, you guys. Look, do things for yourself. Learn how to be independent in the way that you be proactive and prepare yourself rather than reactive. How do you do that? Start to do research. The news is not going to give it to you. They're going to just keep repeating the same things over and over. We already know. They've already trained us, okay? They've trained us already what needs to happen. What have they told you? Everybody knows. Across the entire world, we're getting the same exact message. They've trained us. What are they telling us? Stay at home. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet away from everybody. If you guys haven't already known this, then good for you. You're probably not paying attention to the news. But the reality is they're training us and programming us. This is what I've told you guys before. Hi, Daryl. In the program, okay, they're telling us what they want us to do. The entire program is being recalibrated, recalculated. What is to come? That, I would say, leave that up to you. You guys get to choose how the program is going to look for you. Only you can have the power over you to create the programming that you choose to create. You are allowed to reprogram your mind, your heart, and everything else. So if there was a virus that was put into this system, like people said, reboot yourself. Reboot yourself. Look at all the viruses that might be swarming in your head at this point and ask yourself, how do I change my habits in this moment? How do I reseed new opportunities? Dear Speaker Antonio, do you think we live in the Matrix? My question to you is, do you think we live in the Matrix? And if so, why? Because the idea of the Matrix generally ignites you, right? I could tell you what I believe, but what I believe has no merit because what you believe is what matters. What I believe is irrelevant. I can tell you my beliefs, but will you believe what I believe? Maybe not. I'll tell you this. I believe that there have been theories and there have been scientific research done that show that quantum physics is creates something that we call the holograph. I think that's where the holographic universe came from, or the idea. Okay. The holographic universe itself states that everything is a hologram and not real. When we look at the tiniest particles of the world around us and we go into the quantum realm, things are interconnected. There is no such thing as travel or time. Everything is connected. If you take the quantum realm and you look at the quantum entanglement and you look at the way that particles behave or waves behave, everything is all connected. So do I believe we're all interconnected? Yes. Does that mean we're part of a matrix? Perhaps. Does it mean that there's a hologram? Yes, perhaps. Do I know for certain? No, because it's all theory. But I do know that the quantum realm is something that we don't even understand and can't even understand. There are laws. The laws in the quantum realm don't work with the laws of the physical physics, classical physics. The two don't intermingle. And there's a lot of disconnect between the quantum and the physical. So how do we bridge the gap between the two? If we did live in a holographic universe, what does that tell you? The reality is we can spew facts and we can talk about science all day long, but is that going to change the way that we engage what is happening at this moment? Right now, what's important is, are you guys engaging in this moment, coming to your present moment and moving yourself forward in a direction that you want to? What are you doing with your time? What are you paying attention to with your time? I have found my personal proofs for quantum theory is right. Yeah, well, they have shown that quantum entanglement does exist. I mean, the theory itself has some scientific evidence, but nobody really understands it. I don't understand it. And if you say you understand it, no, I don't believe that. No one does. I don't. Even the people who are studying, have their PhD and all this, are like, what is going on in the quantum world? Things that we can't even understand. There's vortexes. Here's the deal. We are at a critical time. And this is the time where we can seed new patterns. So I highly encourage that you guys, good morning, Lolo, that you encourage, good morning, Ali, good morning, who else is on here? I highly encourage that you guys start to see new patterns into this. There was a great episode I was watching, and I think it was called, I can't remember the name of the program that they were talking, but he talked about patterns and how patterns repeat themselves. Right now, we are at a standstill. Why? Because we're seeing new patterns. We have reset the system. We are at a standstill. What does that mean for you? It means that you guys should be excited. Excited how? Excited that you get to seed new patterns. If you were the mustard seed, what mustard seeds are you putting into your fertile ground? Joy, happiness, are you putting fear? Those seeds that you plant right now will be ready for harvest in a few years. So right now we have the opportunity. We can also have the opportunity to pull out the weeds that have been suffocating us for so long. Pull the weeds out, okay, and allow yourself to reseed them with things that are going to serve you in walking your divine birthright. This is an exciting time. We're sowing, right? We're sowing. We're seeding up new behaviors, new patterns, new ways of being, new ways of understanding, new ways of engaging. Now, were they there before? Absolutely. The ancients probably had it way before. But we're remembering and waking up to it, okay? This is the time of great reflection. Reflect on what serving you, what's not serving you. Now is the time. If you ever get a time, it's now, because everything's at a standstill. Do your reflections. Write down what's working for you mentally, physically, spiritually. What's not working for you? How are you going to engage it differently and stick to it? Or are you wanting the norm back? The norm that you were so, good morning, Tim. The norm that was so hard for you at one point. Now, remember how you engage that, because in our minds, we're like, oh, we want it to go back to the way it used to be. Do you? Or are you ready to challenge yourself into something new? Now is the time. Not tomorrow, not next year. We have been given this beautiful time of pause and rest. This is the time to seed new patterns. What are you going to seed in these, in your mind, in your hearts, in your souls? What are you going to teach the kids, the children, the family around you? What are you going to show them? This is the time for you guys. It's a great awakening. Hello. Good morning. Roll. So anybody else out there, and you said you believe in multi-universes. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Anybody else want to share what's going on in their area, their location? Still things are not running, operating. Any fears coming up for you? How are you guys feeling? That's what I want to know. How are you guys feeling? So I'm living in New Mexico. That's where I'm from. I'm from Chimera. Hi. I am from Chimera. And my name is Nala. No, my name is Nisha. Chimera, Nisha, and I am Kamala as well. Get clear about who you are, about the archetypes that you hold, new patterns, new archetypes. Yes, I am from Chimera, who is showing up here now. What is your occupation? Okay, so someone's asking me questions, and I will answer them. Well, before all everything shut down, I was working at a gym, a club, and I was doing membership services for them. And I was doing it to understand the industry of fitness and well-being. But I also do work with the state, and I do subcontract work on tobacco prevention, which is interesting because I work with the lungs, and that's what this is all about, this whole epidemic thing, right? Respiratory and lung stuff. And so taking care of the lungs is one of the most important things we could do for ourselves. But I work in tobacco prevention. I'm working with what we call people experiencing poverty. And the people experiencing poverty, how do we provide the resources for tobacco prevention so that they can get healthy and understand the impacts of secondhand smoke exposure, as well as smokers and cessation support for people? I am from America. So it's not all okay. Okay. It's not all about the way, but what it is and can be beautiful to pause. That's right. Oh, it's not all about the why, but it's okay. Sorry. But what is, yes. Good morning, Yokin. Yes. The beauty of us to be able to take a pause out. And to remember who we are. Okay. What do I think about poker? I used to play and I don't anymore because it's blasphemy in my opinion. I have my reasons why I don't believe in poker. I can go over the 52-card deck and talk to you about what that means, and the esoteric meaning behind all of the cards, and the deck of cards that we use for poker, which I feel is blasphemy, and it's taking the alchemic process and dumbing it down. But that's how I feel. So there you go. Thanks for the questions. Glad to answer any questions you guys have for me, specifically about my belief systems. So I am from Chimera. So I just, when I said that, I saw a shoot up in numbers. So not sure if that was a buzzword. So there you go. How's my view of India? I used to live in India. I lived in India for a year. I lived in Bangalore. Just so you know, people on my Podbean are asking questions. And India is one of my favorite places. Bangalore. Love it there. So as we move through this time of uncertainty, you guys, please, 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 if you need support with your mental, your spiritual, emotional well-being, let me know. I have some cool things that I have coming up. My website will be up soon. To provide resources for you guys. Ever heard about Bihar? Yes, I have. I'm super excited to continue doing Spirit and Coffee. Hopefully it's helping you. And hopefully you guys are getting something out of it. Certainly hope that I can leave my support. As you know, this is all about your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, always will be, and looking at the bigger picture of what is going on. Know that the cosmos are moving. Know that this too shall come to pass. Remember that this is a great time of seeding new patterns. You guys have the opportunity to reinvent your life at this point. So please utilize your time wisely. You be wise with your time, you know, and whatever that means for you. Ask yourself, you've been asked to get time back and they're giving you time. God is saying, here's time. I'm giving you time. That's a blessing that we can't get back. You can give money to everybody. You can print money. You can create barter systems and all that stuff. But we can never get our time back. And I think that's the most critical message right now. As the time has been given to us as a gift, use your time wisely, reseed your patterns, learn to reseed the patterns into your heart and into your subconscious mind, reprogram yourself so that when you come out of this, you are powerful. You already are powerful, but when you come out of this, you come out of it with clarity and purpose and meaning. Okay. So there you have it. Maybe tomorrow we can do something of like, what do we want to reseed in our patterns? And I'll show you the depiction of what reseeding new patterns into the subconscious mind looks like visually. So maybe it will help you a little bit more. For those of you on Podbean, I will do my best to see if I can help you understand how to reseed new patterns in the subconscious mind by walking through it rather than showing you it, because you guys can't see it because you guys are just listening to my voice. If you want to join me live, I am on Spirit and Coffee Talk on Facebook Live. That is my live. You can follow me on Facebook, and then I will continue to support you guys the best that I can. I love you guys so much. I want you to know that. And I am so honored to be in your presence. And I hope that I'm helping in some way, some form, some fashion. Okay. So I love you guys. I will talk to you tomorrow. And again, I'm grateful to have this platform and outlet. It's helping me as well. So there you go. We're helping each other together. All right. So I love you guys. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Make sure you got your coffee going. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.